Championship, presented by LendingTree. Here are today's contestants. A sophomore at the University of Minnesota from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, Nazir Sarma. A junior at Liberty University from Parker, Colorado, Natalie Hathcote. And a senior at Indiana University from Greenfield, Indiana, Tyler Cohn. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy, Alex Trebek.
Thank you, Johnny. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome. In just 30 minutes from now, we will know the names of the 9 players who will return to our program next week to compete in the semifinals. One of these 3 will definitely be part of that list. Nabeer, Natalie, and Tyler. Good luck. Here we go. The Jeopardy round. Here are the categories for you. Think small. Modern music. Words to fear. We'll deal with spring break. Notice the quotation marks. Spring will come up in each correct response. That's followed by cats and old Deuteronomy. Tyler, off you go.
I will take spring break for 200, please, Alex.
This movement began in Tunisia in 2010. Tyler.
What is the Arab Spring?
Right. Pick again.
Spring break for 400, please.
This four-word mnemonic tells you how to adjust your clocks when daylight saving time begins and ends. Nabeer.
What is spring forward fall back?
That's it.
Cats for 1,000.
The breed called This Brown is not from Cuba, but is named for its cigar brown color. Natalie.
What is the Havana?
Yeah.
Old Deuteronomy for 600.
Answer. Daily double.
I will put $1,000 at risk.
All right. Deuteronomy chapter 5 is one of the 2 places in the Bible where this important list is enumerated.
What is the 10 commandments?
That's it. You've doubled your score. Go again.
I will do old Deuteronomy for 1,000, please.
In a Jewish tradition, a scroll called a mezuzah is inscribed with Deuteronomy verses and fixed to this part of the home. Nabeer.
What is the mantelpiece?
Nope. Natalie.
What is the doorway?
That's it.
Old Deuteronomy for 800, please.
Deuteronomy is the last book in this important Jewish tome. Tyler.
Was the Talmud?
No. Natalie.
What is the Torah?
Correct.
Old Deuteronomy for 400, please.
This river is mentioned 26 times in the King James Version of Deuteronomy. Natalie.
What is the Jordan?
Correct.
Old Deuteronomy for 200.
In chapter 32, God considered Jacob to be this fruit of his eye. Nabeer.
What is an apple?
That's it.
Spring 1000.
In a poem by Alexander Pope, these 3 words precede in the human breast. Tyler.
What is hope springs eternal?
Good.
Spring break for 800, please.
FDR's little White House is in this Georgia town. And that is Warm Springs. Tyler, back to you.
Spring break for 600, please.
Biologist Rachel Carson wrote this 1962 environmental classic, warning of the dangers of pesticides. Nabeer.
What is Silent Spring?
That's it. You're on the plus side.
Modern music 1000, please.
Ode to Joy by this band follows leader Jeff Tweedy's solo albums Warm and Warmer. Who are Wilco? Nabeer, back to you.
Think small 1000.
This 15-letter word is a subtle but offensive comment directed at a minority group that reinforces a negative stereotype. Tyler.
What is a microaggression?
That's correct.
Think small for 800, please.
This French word designates clothing for women who are 5'4" and under. Natalie.
What is petite?
Petite, that's the word.
I'll take cats for 800.
This kingly word, after Cornish or Devon in cat breeds, indicates it has curly hair, like a rabbit breed. Natalie.
What is Rex?
Rex is right. And with that, you move up to 5,800 and you move us into our first commercial break. Relax for a moment now. We'll be back.
Bracing for a surge, and why experts are urging you to stay home this holiday weekend.
An unorthodox Easter Sunday. How some local churches will be delivering their sermons while social distancing.
Tonight on Fox 45 News at 10.
There is definitely music in the blood of Nabeer Sarma from Eden Prairie, Minnesota, because he plays clarinet as part of the Gopher Hockey Pep Band.
Yep, I love going to every single home hockey game for the University of Minnesota and cheering on my Golden Gophers.
Okay, congratulations on that. Natalie Hathcote from Parker, Colorado, a junior at Liberty University. Now, for the past 4 years, you've been doing some volunteering. Tell us about that.
Yes, I have volunteered every summer and winter break at a retirement home back home in Colorado. So I work with skilled nursing and memory care patients, and it's my favorite thing in the whole wide world. They truly are my friends.
Okay.
And I love it a lot.
Congratulations, and good for you. All right, let's come to the young man here from Indiana. Tyler Combs, senior at Indiana University. Вы понимаете по-русски?
Да, я говорю по-русски. Немного, неплохо. I've been studying Russian for about 4 years now. Started picking up my sophomore year of college and fell in love with the language.
All right, good for you. Let's continue right now. Natalie, you have a big lead and you have command of the board.
Cats for 600.
Hairless cat breeds include the Peterbald and this one whose name sounds like the mythic monster that posed a riddle. Tyler.
Was a sphinx.
Sphinx, that's it.
Think small for 600, please.
When it comes to small iPods, there were Mini, Shuffle, and this other one that was 1/5 the size of the original model. Natalie.
What is the Nano?
Nano's right.
Words to fear for 800.
To suddenly frighten. The red one was anti-communist. Natalie.
What is scare?
Scare, yes.
Cats for 400.
An old name for Thailand is in the name of this breed that sometimes has crossed eyes. Natalie.
What is the Bengal?
Nope. Tyler.
Was the Siamese?
Siamese, right.
Words to fear for 1,000.
From the Greek for fear, it's an extreme irrational fear. But don't panic. Nabeer?
What is a phobia?
Phobia, yes.
Modern music 800.
This singer paired with Camila Cabello for the chart-topping hit Señorita. Natalie.
Who is Shawn Mendes?
Yes.
Words to fear 600.
This word denoting great fear precedes not, full, and locks. Nabeer?
What is dread?
Dread, correct.
Music 600.
This L.A. native seen here is the first person born in the current millennium to have a number one album. Tyler.
Who is Billie Eilish?
Yes.
Small 400.
At the sushi bar, the ever popular Ama Ebi is this little shellfish served raw. Nabeer.
What is shrimp?
Yep.
Think small 200.
This word that means of little importance precedes pursuit in the name of a board game. Tyler.
What is trivial?
Good.
Words to fear, 400.
The Hollywood Reporter's obituary for director Wes Craven called him the master of this film genre. Nabeer.
What is horror?
Yes.
Modern music, 400.
In 2019, BTS learned they might be forced to break up due to this country's compulsory conscription laws. Natalie.
What is South Korea?
Yes.
Cats for 200.
The ossicat looks like this wildcat species for which it is named. Tyler?
Was the ocelot.
Yes.
Words to fear 200.
Phantasmagoria is a synonym for this post-bedtime event. Sweet dreams. Natalie?
What is sweet paralysis?
No.
Sleep paralysis?
Tyler?
Was a nightmare.
Nightmare, that's it.
Makes sense.
And now the last clue. This member of One Direction had number one solo albums with his self-titled solo debut and Fine Line. Tyler?
Who is Harry Styles?
Right. And with that, you go to 3,800. And Nabeer will get to select first in Double Jeopardy right after this. Nabeer is the one going first in Double Jeopardy. And Nabeer, here are the categories that await your selection. Head for the Hills comes first, followed by Rhyme Time, People Named Alex, aw. Literary genres, don't know much about history, and finally, film schools. Interesting. Where do we start?
People Named Alex 1600.
Before he wrote Roots, Alex Haley helped write the life story of this black nationalist leader. Tyler.
Who is Malcolm X?
Correct.
Named Alex 2000.
Lincoln and this Confederate vice president met in February of 1865 and unsuccessfully talked about trying to end the war. Tyler.
It was Alexander Stevens.
Correct.
Don't know much about history, 2000.
A 1513 map labeled America with this Latin phrase for unknown land. In a 1522 version, that became Terra Nova. Tyler.
What is Terra Incognita?
You got it.
Mm-hmm. History, 1600.
In this 19th century year, the USS President fought a battle with HMS Belvidera, which until then didn't know for sure there was a war on. Tyler.
What is 1812?
Correct.
History, 1200.
On June 19th, 1865, black residents of Texas learned of this document issued 2.5 years earlier. Tyler.
Was the Emancipation Proclamation.
You got it.
History, 800.
At the Little Bighorn, one problem for this lieutenant colonel was not knowing that Major Reno's assault on an Indian village had failed. Nabir.
It was Custer.
Correct.
Rhyme time, 2000.
A back-and-forth talk about certain types of instruments, including drums and gongs. Natalie.
What is a percussion discussion?
You got it.
Literary genres, 800.
In poetry, it's a long narrative, often about heroic deeds. There's also a mock type. Tyler.
Was an epic.
That's it.
Literary genres, 2000.
Some of Carson McCullough's works fall into the genre of Southern this, also an old architectural style. Tyler.
What is Gothic?
Yes.
Literary genres, 1600.
Penguin has a line of Regency romance novels that are set during the regency of the soon-to-be George IV in this century. Tyler?
Was the 19th century.
You got it.
Literary genres, 1200.
Answer there. The first of the Daily Doubles, and you have increased your lead.
3,400, Alex.
All right, for an even 20,000 if you're right. This Latin American genre, with an oxymoronic name, involves the extraordinary seeming ordinary.
What is magical realism?
That's it. Well done.
Head for the Hills, 2000.
Once an island in an ancient marsh, Glastonbury Tor Hill in England is associated with this isle of Arthurian mythology. Nabir.
What is Avalon?
You are right.
Head for the Hills, 1600.
Vatican Hill, which gave the papal city its name, is located across this river from the traditional Seven Hills of Rome. Nabir.
What is the Tiber?
Good.
Rhyme time, 1600.
A faithful king, queen, or prince. Tyler.
Was a loyal royal.
Yes.
Film schools for 2000.
Boston's Bunker Hill Community College shares screen time with MIT in this 1997 Damon Affleck production. Nabir.
What is Good Will Hunting?
That's it.
Rhyme time, 12.
A judge's mallet that you can take on vacation. Nabir.
What is a travel gavel?
Good.
Head for the Hills, 1200.
Answer. Daily Double. All right.
2,500.
All right. Boston Sentry Hill was renamed this for the light used to warn of intruders.
What is Lantern Hill?
No, what is Beacon? Beacon Hill. You didn't lose too much. Go again.
People named Alex, 1200.
In the 1970s, Alexander Haig was supreme commander of this transatlantic alliance, ready to fend off the USSR. Tyler.
What is NATO?
Yeah.
Film school, 1600.
A lecture room at New York's Columbia University was used for a scene in the second installment of this Marvel Heroes franchise in 2004. Tyler.
Who is Spider-Man?
Good.
Film schools, 1200.
East Los Angeles College, not the University of Alabama, is where this Tom Hanks character shows his football prowess. Tyler.
Who is Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Film schools, 800.
That's Occidental College, not the planet Vulcan, in Star Trek III, The Search for Him. Tyler?
Who is Spock?
Good.
People named Alex, 800.
Consort of the doomed Russian Tsar Nicholas II, Alexandra, was the granddaughter of this British queen. Nabir?
Who is Victoria?
You are right.
Rhyme Time 800.
Harass or taunt Mr. Hyde's alter ego? Tyler?
Was Heckle Jekyll.
Good.
Head for the Hills, 800.
Cerro Bolivar rises more than 1,500 feet above the grasslands of the Guyana Highlands in this South American nation. Tyler?
Was Venezuela.
Good.
History, 400.
The Canadian government has promised to never try to find out the name of the young man buried in Ottawa's version of this memorial. Tyler?
Was the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier.
Correct.
Alex, 400.
Alexander the Great was born in the city of Pella in this kingdom in 356 BC. Nabir?
What is Macedonia?
Good.
Literary genres, 400.
The Book and the Sword is a Wuxia novel, a Chinese story about these arts. Tyler?
We're martial arts.
That's it.
Schools, 400.
Johns Hopkins doubled for Harvard in this 2010 film with Jesse Eisenberg as Mark Zuckerberg. Nabir?
What is The Social Network?
Correct.
Head for the Hills, 400.
In the 1320s, Chapultepec Hill in Mexico City became a sacred site and later a retreat for kings of these people. Tyler?
We're the Aztecs.
That's it. Now the last clue. A bogus boa constrictor. Nabir?
What is a fake snake?
Fake snake, yes. All righty. Let's see what happens in final. Here comes the category. Words in the news. Think about it. Make your wagers. Back in a moment, folks.
Lending Tree presents the College Championship.
Words in the news. Players, here's your clue. On September 25th, 2019, searches on Merriam-Webster.com for the definition of this three-word Latin term increased by 5,500%. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Nabir, you were in third place with 9,700. You're smiling. That's usually a good sign. Let's take a look at why you're smiling. Because you wrote down, what is quid pro quo? You're absolutely right. What did you do to your score? You added 8,748. That takes you to 18,448. Let's go to the middle now to Natalie. Oh, not looking happy. No. Why? You wrote down writ of censura.
Centurari? I don't... Oh. Is that a thing?
It's certiorari.
Oh, cool. Government class was a while ago. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry for me.
I'm sorry for me.
Yeah. So you lose 5,400. That drops you down to 4,400, and it takes us to Tyler Combs. He had 29,200. The game was a runaway for him. He was about to write down the incorrect response. It doesn't matter. What did he lose? 800. That drops him down to 28,400. But he's a semifinalist. Come on over here. Congratulations, Tyler.
Thank you, Alex.
And now, here are the other quarterfinal winners from earlier this week.
Marshall Como, University of Texas at Austin.
Nathaniel Miller, Yale University.
London Lawrence, University of Mississippi.
Joe Coker, Hendricks College.
And now, those all-important four wildcard spots.
Kayla Calhor, University of Florida.
Benny Keough, Northwestern University.
Xiaoke Ying, USC.
I said four. That was three. Oh, Nabir, come on. You're going to be a semifinalist also. Way to go. You guys get to come back and play next week. Hope you'll join us then. So long, everybody.
The Jeopardy! College Championship is presented by LendingTree. Jeopardy! Is also brought to you by...
There are those who take Beano before they eat to prevent discomfort, and those who don't. Don't be those who don't. Take Beano Ultra, with 33% more gas and discomfort preventing power.
Do you have concerns about mild memory loss related to aging? Prevagen is the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand. Prevagen, healthier brain, better life.
Imagine whiter teeth in just 4 days. Imagine strengthening enamel while safely removing stains. Act Whitening Mouthwash. Stop imagining. Start acting.